She was doing the best she could, my ma was. If life's a bitch, then ma was too. She refused to let our situation get us down. She worked 3 jobs, which gave us enough money to keep cereal in the cupboard, hot water in the shower, and acrylics on her fingers. You barely need anything to survive, and sure, I was always wanting this or that, some toy I saw on TV. But wants are not needs, and I wanted a lot, but needed little. That's something Ma taught me when I told her I needed a puppy. An ice cream. A Barbie doll. No, bunny, is what she'd say. You want a Barbie doll. You need to get the hell out of my face. I didn't want a Barbie doll. I wanted the company. Ma was gone most of the time, so I raised myself and I did it alone, a solo parent. I spent a lot of time in front of the TV. The Barbie commercial showed a doll come to life, plastic but person, talking with the child that kept her. Barbie can walk, she can talk, she can play, Barbie can be your best friend. They laughed together, Barbie and girl. They went to school together, ate lunch together. How I wanted a tiny silicon friend to take with me. I dreamed about the day that, doll in hand, I'd never feel alone again. What the commercial didn't tell was a fact I'd later learn at work. Barbie is the descendant of a German toy called Lily, the world's first doll with adult proportions. She was based on a comic strip, and in the story she made her living by seducing wealthy businessmen. The doll wasn't made for children either, but for men to give one another as gag gifts at bachelor parties. She was also used to solicit sex. A man presented a woman he suspected might be working with a Lily, and if she was in the industry, the woman would take them both. She's had a long career in curing loneliness, Barbie has. We loved commercials, me and Ma did. Could recite hundreds off the cuff, no cues, no mistakes. We talked back to the TV. Maybe it's Maybelline, we sang. L'Oreal, because you're worth it, we whispered. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it. Commercials, is what Ma told me. They invent want out of nothing. Not nothing. I wanted the Barbie, the plastic doll, the one who could talk, laugh, sing. She said, you don't want it, bunny, you just want to want it. She had a philosophy. People are going to want no matter how much they have. Give a man a family, a good salary, a home, and he'll be pining after a boat, a lake house, a helicopter. Give a man a helicopter, and he'll hope for an island. Give a man an island and he'll want to take over the world. It was better, Ma thought, to let your little wants lie. So at the grocery store, coupons in hand, we'd stick to what the government subsidised. But when we passed each of our products, we'd exchange a look, a wink. In the soda aisle, we pointed at the red label we knew so well. Taste the happiness, I'd tell Ma, before reaching for the knockoff kind. They're great, she'd say in the breakfast aisle before taking the store brand oats, half price. We didn't want the products, we wanted to want them. I watched the other kids in the store wrestle with their parents. They tossed boxes into shopping carts uninstructed. They could grab whatever they wanted. When they opened their refrigerators, it probably looked like a whole commercial break in there. I never tried to coerce Ma into a brand name cereal boasting a toy at the bottom of the bag. I knew better. A plastic car that could transform into a robot? What use did I have for knickknacks? Ma wanted things like a boob job, a car that didn't burp and brake with every bump in the road, and a burger from the Wendy's down the street. Ma's wants could be bought, and we didn't have any money, but still, it must have been nice to know that. If.